here at Yarborough Leisure Centre with Steve Lockwood, Sports, Leisure and City Services Manager at the City of Lincoln Council, to talk about the new football pitches. When will we see the new facilities in place at Yarborough and Birchwood?
Well, the work's only just begun yesterday at Birchwood, and it's usually a 12-week build. And at Yarborough, there's three projects there, which will start on April the 8th, and they usually take, again, 12 weeks. It's impossible to say exactly, because it's weather permitting, and all sorts of the things we don't control decide when outside works are finished. But it should be within 3 months of April. We should be, you know, July sort of time, we should be open.
And why did the council decide to make this bid and improve the facilities?
Well, for several reasons. There's all sorts of strategies. The FA, Sport England are saying, as a country, we're getting more obese, we're being less active, etc. So we tried to access some external monies to help us provide more facilities for people to get active. So luckily, we were lucky enough with a bid to Sport England, the Communities Fund, and we were lucky enough with a bid to the Football Foundation, which is controlled by the FA. And again, we were successful in getting some money. We then put some money we had ourselves together and decided with the FA which facilities would be best, most appropriate to get people out and about. And so we homed in on sort of four things. We're doing the track and existing all-weather pitch at Yarborough, and then we're building two new full-size floodlit AGPs, which is artificial grass pitches, at Birchwood and at Yarborough.
So in total, how much does the whole project cost?
It's about just over 1.7 million. Over half of that we've got externally. We don't just ask for money and we build it. We've got to put a development plan in, which means it comes with clauses. We don't just build it and leave it. We've got the next 10 years. We've got a busy calendar of making things happen on those sites.
Bethany Pritchard, Yarborough Leisure Centre.